who wants to do what first? Because I'm open to anything, and I mean anything.
I call not it because I have to pee really bad.
Okay.
I call coffee break because I need coffee really bad.
Oh,
All right, I will pause the recording then and give you guys time to organize your thoughts into coffee.
I'm going to take my thoughts and I'm going to brew it into
coffee and then pee it. What?
Yep.
I'm gonna
and then my thoughts will be refined and everyone will respect them.
I'm going to go piss in my own coffee.
Made of thoughts.
I'm going to drink my thoughts and then piss them into my thoughts.
And then brew that into coffee.
And then I'm going to sell this coffee for a penny.
Is it worth a penny? Probably not.
But someone once asked me, a penny for your thoughts. And I was just like,
I'll just piss all over them.
Piss all over. Give me a penny. I'm going to piss on you.
But that was the shit. That was
that's my thoughts.
The newest game from Will Wright. It's just called Pee. I'm going to pee all over you guys. But how you interact with the pee is your own experience. This person here, they might get pee in their hair, but this person over here might get my pee in their eye. What is this? It's an old Penny Arcade comic.
Good lord.
Let me see if I can find it.
No, it's okay. I believe you.
No, wait. I think I found... I found the wiki article. Wait. Maybe this is it. Yes, I'm going to skip the ad for the fucking wiki. I'm going to go to this. There you go.
The wiki. Wiki. You decide what you want to do with the pee. We're not telling you how to enjoy it. I leave that up to you guys. You're going to create your own unique experience with my pee. You're all going to do something different.
Oh, goodness. I should close some tabs. I have a lot of tabs
close those
open.
Those tabs.
Raven, I got the weed. Why do I have fake name generator open? Why do I have this map of... Well, I know I have the map of Savannah, Georgia open.
Why do you have the map of Savannah, Georgia?
Because that's where I'm setting Lackadaisy Cats.
Oh, you were doing stuff earlier.
I am constantly researching this whenever I'm not working on any other of the three games that I'm involved in.
Wow. And I'm back.
And when Nate's not asking me to read the Sword of Dystopia that he's writing, or to write for Sword of Dystopia that he's writing.
Yeah, Nate, Jesus. What?
It's almost like I'm writing a book.
Yeah, it's almost
inputs.
Like...
I mean,
yeah.
God,
Nate, why you have to be trying to be a published author?
I know, it's...
Why do you have to be... What's
your problem?
God damn it, Nate!
Why do I have to be submitting work directly to my actual publisher for his input?
Why, Nate? Why do you have to keep submitting your life's dream to me?
Why are you publishing my stuff, Matt? Why?
I don't know because I had a bank account. I think that's why.
You have a bank account.
I also had a Kickstarter account, and I was like, Nate, you need to do a thing. And then later I'm like, Nate, I'm going to do this thing for you. Because I kept asking you to do it.
You should start calling yourself executive producer.
Can I, Matt, call you Mr. Producer from now on?
You may. I give you this liberty.
Awesome. I'm glad. I'm going to do that from now on. Mr. Producer.
We should give ourselves really fancy titles, like I'm audio engineer and co-content creator for The Drunk and the Ugly.
Yes.
Best boy.
Can I be Key Grip?
No.
Oh, damn.
Your craft services.
Aw, bitch!
You can be lead carpenter. My brother actually had that role on a number of things, because he worked as part of a stage crew for a while. Mm. So he was head carpenter on a whole bunch of plays.
No, Amanda would be director of photography. This were a movie. DP! Know what I'm saying, girl? I mean, what?
Nothing about photography.
However, that was a really terrible joke I sent to Sam once.
What do you get when you cross a banana? What? I don't know where I'm going with this.
Take about 5 dozen eggs. Mix the fuck out of them.
Like graffiti? No, it's called... Because you're dying. You're dying and you're going insane.
Although I think my other favorite things, this was just on a recent episode of the Bombcast, the last email that was sent into this week's episode, was the person just asked, tell me the differences between Lovecraft and Warcraft.
That's a pretty good question.
Explain to me the differences between these two.
There aren't any.
Shit! Alright, I realize now also that I need to use the facility, so I will also be back soon.
The facility, ding-dong. Okay. Oh, goodness. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of a good fancy title for Amanda. Let's see here. It'd be some sort of... You would also be co-content creator. And I would say something along the lines of chief illustrator, perhaps. Visual director, perhaps.
I still want to be key grip.
Director of vision.
I want to hold the keys. That's what it means, right?
Yes, the key grip. The gripper of keys.
Yay! I just stand in the background and hold the key.
Let's see here.
You can't drive. No, you're too drunk.
Nate, you're too animated to drive.
Aww.
Let's see here.
All right, double shots coffee.
Double shot espresso, fuck you in the ass. Is that the drink you have right now?
What kind of coffee do you drink, sir?
Oddly enough, Starbucks brand.
I drink Alex Romero brand of coffee. It's very popular in the States. I don't know if you have it up there.
I'd be popular in the States. I'm just going to make my own brand. Alex Romero's Alex Romero.
By Alex Romero.
You're not famous already. With a name like that, that's a famous name.
Yeah, if you're a baseball player.
I believe that.
I think there was a there you go. See? Alex Romero. And born Alexander Raphael Romero Galban.
I think I share a name with a famous or semi-famous soccer player, actually.
What about Zinedine Zidane?
He's ML. He was in the MLB for the Diamondbacks. Whatever that is. Something about Diamondbacks. The
Diamondbacks are a team from Arizona.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of me caring about baseball.
Alex, I love you. I'm just going to put that out there.
No, but seriously, I fucking hate baseball.
Alex, baseball serves a very important purpose. It reminds, when we play it, it reminds us of the times that we don't have to play baseball.
I would actually
rather play baseball. Anything else we could be doing.
Yeah.
Guys, imagine this. Imagine a game where you hit, there's a single ball that only one side is allowed to pick up or use, and the other side is allowed to hit once. And when you hit that ball, you have to run around this whole area. And only through completing an entire circuit do you get to score a single point.
Yeah, well, same like that, hockey. It sounds like. Hockey is one of the most violent sport ever.
Aside from
hockey's
rugby.
Cool, though. I like hockey.
Although
I'm not, like, hockey's one of those things, like, I'm not into any sports, but, like, if I had friends that were into hockey and, like, I watched hockey with, I would probably be a hockey fan. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that I would ever, like, directly on my own.
Neither do I, but I enjoy watching it with... Actually, I enjoy watching Canadian football, don't laugh, with my brother.
Is there any actual difference between Canadian and American football?
I think the field is larger.
Mm. Or you have Australian football, which is...
But I mean, I watched the Super Bowl, and the game was actually not that bad. But, of course, Montreal won the last two Grey Cups. So that's, you know, it's fun to watch your team, quote-unquote.
Yeah, your home team kind of thing.
That's cool. Football.
MMA stuff is another one that I think, like, I would probably get into if I had friends that were into it.
Yeah, I don't even watch it anymore. But you know, I would love to watch shit, you know, at a sports bar or something like that. It's amazing. Yeah. It's fun. Even though there's tons of douchebag, but, you know, whatever. Comes with it. The whole deal. All calling douchebags. Something about watching men hurt each other.
Something about watching physical pain. It's just...
No, well, specifically... That or... Have you ever seen a woman tennis on TV?
Women's tennis?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When they...
Yeah, they just let out these,
it's
like,
mesmerizing...
God, it hurts my voice to make.
Once I start watching that, I just won't turn it off. It's just like that's because you're not a woman. It comes naturally to them.
Man, yep. to make the sound.
Oh my God!
Well, that just happened.
Yeah. All right, so everyone's back. Is everybody ready to re-enter the world of magic? Wow.
Wait, no, oh, I got it. No, I'm good.
What?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I can do my stuff here.
I'm ready for the moment.
Alrighty. Okay. So I will phrase the question again.
Hold on, someone's at my door.
Oh!
I will be back in a second.
Yeah, who is at Matt's door at 11:30 at night? Is it that same AT&T guy that likes to show up at my my apartment and ask me about my AT&T service?
Is your AT&T service good enough, sir?
Now one of my friends on the intercom before, who was getting himself let into the building, and now he's here in my apartment.
Letting himself in your apartment, then letting himself to your coffee machine.
Dang, letting himself to your blood.
Letting himself to your heart.
I would, all right. So, God, I remember that almost happened to one of my friends that worked at a health club, because the way he liked to spend his breaks was in the sauna, but only after he took a rag in that he had submerged in cold water and put it over the thermostat so that it, you know, registered the temperature as much lower.
So he just maximum steam.
Yeah. And one day he decided to stop doing that when he almost passed out one day.
You know, there was a competition of sauna. Who stayed the longest in the sauna?
That's a really bad idea.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
Well, yeah. And the finals, well, basically the two guys that could withstand the most, one of the two guys actually, well, died.
Oh, God.
And he's dumb.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That's
actually like... everybody doing that is dumb.
Yeah, no, yeah,
for sure.
So, something just came to mind here.